We know that one of the reasons that we're seeing more climate impacts and weather changes is that we have higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere all the time, and it's in the last decades. And at the COP21 conference last year in France, one of the big terms that came out of there was this idea of regenerative agriculture, that one of the only ways to get that CO2 out of the atmosphere is through photosynthesis, to get it back into the soil and to sequester it back into the soil. And so there's been a lot of talk about what is the best way, agricultural models, in order to sequester the most carbon. And and me personally, we've been farming at Olin Farms. We're a mixed vegetable farm for the last 8 or 9 years. And my focus has always been on quality of the plant, trying to grow the healthiest plant possible, making sure its nutrition is met, making sure the biological life in the soil is met. And it turns out that's really the foundation of the regenerative agriculture, too, is really this ecosystem management. When a plant is healthy and has all its nutritional needs met, is getting watered properly, has proper biology in the soil, like 70% of all the sugars it takes in through photosynthesis goes straight into the soil to feed the biology. That's carbon sequestration. But if a plant is stressed in any ways, if the nutrients aren't right in the soil, if the biology isn't thriving there, if it's exposed to toxins, if it's going through a drought or a flood, it's the percent that it sends down is a lot less because it needs to store its own reserves. And so kind of what we've been learning over the last 8 years, trying to grow the healthiest food possible and build this incredible ecosystem in the soil, is kind of what they're finding out is the key to being able to most efficiently sequester carbon. And there's possibilities down the road as policy changes that farming communities can enter into these carbon credit systems, where it's already happening in California, where there's carbon credits that farmers can get money to for their cover crops or for their compost applications. And it's something that's kind of on the horizon here in Boulder County, where we want to try to be a thought leader in that. And eventually, I think it's going to be all over the nation and the world.
Now, you're very busy as a farmer, particularly this time of year, and yet you do spend a lot of your own time, Mark, doing these type of events and also just being an advocate for the agricultural community in Boulder County, whether it's through, you know, GMO issues or just the sustainability part in general. I mean, what's the bigger picture? This is obviously more than just a personal interest to you.
Right. And it's, family farms have been struggling in this county and across the country for a long time, and a lot of that kind of comes back to the policy issues. There's a way that even from a policy level of getting these carbon credits established can help farmers. And it's not just financial income, it's actual having access to cover crops and compost and biochar and inoculants. I think it's just one piece of the puzzle as we look at the counties facing this transition of their large open space lands. So now this is a critical time. How can we use this idea of healthy ecosystem farming and carbon sequestration and apply that to larger and larger acreages? Because that's really where the credit things become applicable. To me, I'm actually kind of a smaller farm. 10 acres of veggies here is what we grow. So to me, to get in a carbon credit system, probably I'm too small. But if you look at the thousands of acres that county zones, it's the right thing to do for the community, for the health of the land. And it's also, I think, a great economic opportunity for the county to be a thought leader in this. There's so many great scientists already in this county. There's so many great climate scientists. There's so many great people studying carbon sequestration and regenerative agriculture. So to get those kind of thought leaders together and kind of propel, it's just one ingredient of how we're going to get a long-term sustainable food system going here.
So you're working on this. You have a greater vision that this particular region could actually be a real leader in this. Are there other farms? Are there county officials who are on board with this and actually really looking at how carbon sequestration could work in Boulder County?
Yeah. One of the cropland policy was reviewed earlier this year, and the commissioners came out and they really put a focus on carbon sequestration. There's some great community leaders like Elizabeth Black. I know you've interviewed her before. That's taken this message forward in a big way, and we're working with her. There's researchers at CU that are already currently doing carbon sequestration research as it relates to different agriculture models, that we're working with them as a potential host of this. There's people at CSU. There's great resources at the NRCS. And so right now, it's just a matter of getting all the puzzle pieces together, getting everybody communicating, and that's kind of the goal of this festival. It's going to be geared for families and kids, but I think there's going to be a lot of scientists out there that can geek out and cross-pollinate as well.
So what exactly will be happening next Sunday, August 21st, at the festival, Carbon Sequestration Festival, hosted here at Olin Farms in Longmont?
So it's going to be going from noon to 3, and we have Jim Butler from NOAA that's going to kind of paint a bigger picture of climate change and carbon in the atmosphere, and just kind of paint to help people understand the bigger picture. And then we have Steve Hoffman from Regeneration International, who was at COP21 and really kind of heard the story as the regenerative agriculture kind of took off. He's going to be sharing kind of what he learned there. People from CU that are already studying this are going to be here, and I'm going to be giving some tours of the farm. And to me, I think that's the best way to learn, is to get your hands in the dirt, see these plants, see the roots, understand the systems firsthand, whether as kids, adults, anybody. That's like the best way to learn is here on the farm, and why we like hosting these events on the farm.